Studies show the increase in foreign species being found in the Great Lakes has slowed. Many credit changes several years ago that required incoming ocean ships to exchange their ballast water before entering the St. Lawrence Seaway. This spring, the EPA issued a new permit to regulate ballast water exchanges. But Mark Smith of the National Wildlife Federation says there's no way to enforce the permit.
And so we feel that the only way to fully do prevention or stop is to enforce the Clean Water Act and don't allow a discharge that includes a pollutant. And we think that invasive species are a pollutant under the Clean Water Act.
Smith says even after the ballast water exchange, critters can still live down in the ballast tanks.
Invasive species can live in sediment and silt, and it doesn't necessarily provide a 100% protective shield against including species that might live in the ballast tanks after they flush them.
Smith says monitoring was done in the Duluth Harbor several years ago, and some new invasive species were found. Environmentalists would like a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. to help EPA see the benefits of more continuous monitoring for invasives. The EPA did not respond to a request for comment, but said this spring that the new permit will achieve significant reductions in the number of living organisms discharged via ballast water. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.